Hello, BCG alumni. We're excited to share our first ever Panorama podcast, which features an inspiring conversation between our Global Women at BCG director, Jen Garcia Alonso, and former BCG partner, Layla Worrell, the current CEO of Altron North America. We hope you enjoy their reflections on the Women in the World Summit, as well as their insights around gender parity in the workplace and society today. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jen Garcia Alonso, and I'm the Global Director of Women at BCG. Today, I'm here with Layla Worrell, who is the CEO of Altron North America. With a workforce of 47,000 people and sales of $3.3 billion, publicly traded Altron is the global leader in product engineering and R&D services. Prior to this role, Layla was a partner and managing director in our New York office from 2015 to 2017. She worked primarily in our principal investors and private equity practice. Before that, she had leadership roles at Accenture and Macmillan. We are so happy to have this amazing BCG alumna on the podcast today. Hi, Layla, and welcome.
Hey, Jen. It's great to be here.
To kick things off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey from BCG to where you are today.
Okay, great. Well, you covered a little bit of my journey. I was a partner in BCG's private equity practice and served a number of private equity clients and their portfolio companies. And one of my longstanding clients from my tenure at BCG is a company called Aerosint. Aerosint was owned by KKR, and we had done a lot of work with them on growth strategy and preparing the company for exit. And when it came time for KKR to exit the investment, I was asked to step in as COO to help get the company sold and also to be a potential successor to the CEO, depending on what form the exit took. It was kind of a hard decision to leave, I have to say. I loved BCG, and I really had to think about it. But I was so fortunate to have so much support from my BCG family to pursue this opportunity. It was a great opportunity for growth, and so I decided, with BCG's support, to take this opportunity. And of course, we did sell the company to Altron, which is, as you said, a publicly traded French engineering services company. Altron's acquisition of us made us the largest engineering services company in the world. And the CEO of Aerosint, who was formerly my client, decided to pursue other opportunities. I was asked to step in as CEO of the North America business, and I've been in that role for almost a year now, and it's just been a great experience.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That sounds like a really exciting opportunity and a great journey. Recently, we both had the amazing opportunity to experience the 10th annual Women in the World Summit at Lincoln Center in New York City. This is the third year that BCG has sponsored Women in the World. And for those of you listening that might not be familiar, Women in the World is a huge global platform for activists, business people, artists, politicians, celebrities, and others who are really looking to drive change to come together and tell stories of how they break through gender barriers in business and society. The panels always span a wide range of really interesting and thought-provoking topics. This year we talked about climate change, human trafficking, parenting in the screen age, gender and AI, and women's financial and brain health. Speakers this year included Oprah Winfrey, Stacey Abrams, Anna Wintour, Cindy McCain, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, among many, many others. One of the panelists was our BCG partner, Shalini Unnikrishnan, who participated in a panel about toppling taboos in India and Africa. And we also had another BCG alumna, Indra Nui, who shared lessons learned as the CEO of PepsiCo. This forum is really exciting, and it also aligns perfectly with our purpose of unlocking the potential of those who advance the world. So, Layla, why did you choose to attend this year's summit?
Well, first of all, Jen, I really want to thank you and Matt and the whole BCG team for continuing to include me in Women in the World and so many other wonderful BCG events. You always make me feel like part of the family, even though I've sort of graduated and flown the nest. You always invite me home for Thanksgiving dinner, and I really appreciate it. So, first of all, big thanks to you and BCG for the opportunity to participate. You know, it was a no-brainer for me. I love this event. Anytime I have an invitation from BCG, I try to accept it, and it did not disappoint. It was a really fabulous day and a fabulous summit.
Well, so thank you so much for coming. We loved seeing you and the number of other BCG alumni who were invited to and able to attend. It's always so wonderful to see everybody there together and to be able to share such an exciting and impactful and thought-provoking day. So we really appreciate you attending. So tell me a little bit about what the experience was like for you. What impact did it have on you personally or professionally or sort of the way you're viewing the world today?
You know, I love this forum. I love Women in the World. And one of the things I love about it is that many of us who are U.S. business executives spend a lot of time thinking about how to advance women in a U.S. business context. One of the great things about Women in the World is that it really broadens our perspective to how far we have to go in other parts of the world and other countries. We think about parity in terms of parity with men, of course, in a business context, but in other parts of the world, there are fundamental human rights challenges that women face and girls face that need to be addressed. And I just think it's great to have that broad perspective as we think about our job and creating a better world, really, for women and girls.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's so inspiring to be there and sort of to get out of the day-to-day, especially for me where I spend this time thinking about gender diversity in this corporate context at BCG with our clients, and to be able to see that there's so many more sort of topics and ideas that we together can be addressing, whether through BCG and our social impact work or kind of more broadly in how we all as individuals go and approach the world. It's a really exciting day and inspirational, kind of takes you through the year. So it's great. So what role do you think the conference plays in business and society?
Well, I think it's really important that we remember that the work that we're doing in a BCG or in my company, for example, to try and create more equal access to opportunity for women is really work that we're doing on behalf of all women in the world. And that as we think about our unique challenges in creating a more equal workplace and more parity, that we also think about the fundamental challenges that women have in other parts of the world, that girls have in other parts of the world, just to have agency, just to have basic rights, just to have agency over their lives, their financial situation, their bodies, their homes. And so I find it really inspiring to remember that it's broader than just us. It's broader than just, the U.S. business culture and where women stand in U.S. business. The issues that we're trying to resolve are really to create a better world for all women and for our girls. And as a mother of three girls, it's particularly impactful for me to have that opportunity to think more broadly.
Yes, I completely agree.
And you're about to be a mother to another girl.
Yeah, exactly. This will be my third girl, so I'll have three like you, and then I also have a boy, and I actually am equally eager one day to bring them both both genders, because I think it's a huge learning experience for all. It's interesting to me, actually, there are some men in the audience, but I almost wish there were more men, because I think it just is very eye-opening to hear about the different stories and the different ways that women experience the world all over the globe.
Absolutely. So I give Matt Krenz big props, because he's always in the audience. He's always at the dinners. Yeah. He's like carrying the torch. It's great.
Yep. Very, very engaged. And one of the things we're thinking about for next year actually is how we get more men, our senior men, but also our more junior men into the room, because we think it's a really interesting opportunity for everybody.
Absolutely.
So I spoke before a little bit about how we had Shalini on the stage, and she gave a really interesting and thought-provoking talk as a member of a panel on how she, as a part of BCG, approached the Ebola crisis and then some other, world health issues that she's been involved in. So clearly that was a favorite for all of us, and all of us, both alumni and current BCGers, as well as our clients who were there. But were there any, in addition to Shalini, any particular speakers or ideas that really resonated with you? What were they, and why do they resonate?
Well, of course, I give Shalini, a huge amount of credit. I was really fortunate to work with Shalini when I was at BCG, and she's just absolutely inspirational and incredible, and it was great to see her on stage, and of course, she is our favorite. In addition, there was a panel discussion called Feminism, a Battlefield Report, that was moderated by Katie Couric. Ashley Judd was one of the panelists. Mm-hmm. There were a few other panelists, and that one really struck home with me. I thought it was a really interesting and thought-provoking discussion. It made me think a lot about what feminism actually means, because back to having that global perspective, in a way we're kind of fortunate to be able to talk about feminism. It sort of implies that we've made it far enough to have a voice and to be able to advocate for our voice. Mm-hmm. Made me think about the fact that in, you know, parts of the world, and certainly some of the other panels covered this, there's still a long way to go before we can even talk about feminism. I mean, mm-hmm. there's just such a fundamental lack of agency for women and girls. So I thought that contrast was very interesting. Ashley Judd, of course, talked about her involvement in the Me Too movement, right. and sort of expressing some of the things that had happened to her. She talked about how much courage it took to do that, and I do give her a ton of credit for doing that as a public figure. I think it's one thing if you don't really have a public persona and you can you know, sort of voice concerns quietly. In her case, it was all over the news the minute she did it. I think it did take a lot of courage for her to do that, and just hearing about how important it was for her to have support from other women, mm-hmm. how much that meant to her when she did choose to use her voice, I thought that was really inspiring. So it was a great panel.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, if I remember correctly, that was one of the first ones of the day. Yeah. So it really kind of set a really interesting tone for all of us and how we kind of got our mind in that place as we thought about some of the other panels that came up on stage. And I agree, that was a wonderful one. And I think all of them, you almost didn't want them to end.
Absolutely. So. And you can watch them on YouTube.
You can.
Which is
that's a great thing. That's a great point. All of these panels you can watch on YouTube. And you can watch them in individual cuts. And one thing is that we did try to do to give everybody at BCG access. Clearly, you know, being in Lincoln Center, we didn't have endless tickets, and we were one of a number of sponsors, but we did share in lots of the offices wherever we could, time zone permitting, et cetera, live streams of Women in the World.
How wonderful.
It was a way to sort of create community among our women and hopefully men, and be able to share some of the experience for everybody else. One of the really exciting parts for me of that day was the ability to kind of bring together a group of senior women alumni, mostly in the New York area, but just to kind of spend the day together. So what do you think are the benefits of participating in these kind of events with current BCGers also? And you're also fellow alumni.
Well, it's just a great opportunity to stay connected with a community of women that are like-minded, that you know, we can learn things from, and it's just a great opportunity to come together and support each other, mm-hmm. and to remember that there are always things we can do to support each other. I mean, I met a number of women alums who just, I mean, immediately offered, you know, introductions that would be helpful, offered to give me materials that would be helpful for some of the things that I'm working on, and it was just really sort of a spirit of helpfulness and support, and I think that's really important.
Yes. No, so I agree. It was really great to be able to see everybody, always inspirational to see all our really senior alumni women who have gone on to do other exciting things, and I think also exciting for our BCGers who are there that see the opportunities for them available not only at BCG, but also among our alumni community. And as you said before, you know, we'd love to keep everybody in the family and continue to bring people back to share these experiences and days with us. So thank you again for coming. So shifting a bit, we keep hearing these sobering statistics, and clearly sort of where I sit within BCG, I'm very aware of these at all times, but we know that broadly in society, women represent, or at least in the U.S., women represent over half of college graduates, but they only represent 5% of Fortune 500 CEOs. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the state of gender diversity in the workplace today?
It's a complex question. I do feel very optimistic. I feel like we've made progress, and that we will continue to make progress. I feel like it's too slow. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, during my tenure, the numbers, I think, maybe grown from 3% to 5% of women CEOs in the Fortune 500. And I think we've made progress in understanding why we're still limited in our ability to achieve those very top senior-most roles. But there's still a lot more work to do. And you know, I just wish we could accelerate it. So I do feel optimistic. But I think we got a lot more work to do.
So it's interesting in kind of taking this question in the context of everything we heard about women in the world and what you were saying before about Ashley Judd and Me Too. So we did some research at BCG a couple of years ago that said we are not making enough progress. Only about a quarter of people are seeing, or about a quarter of women, even though most companies have gender diversity programs in place, only about a quarter of women are actually feeling the impact of those programs. That number, we redid the survey this year, that number actually hasn't changed. So people aren't feeling the impact. What has changed, and what's exciting to me, and what makes me slightly optimistic within this broad sort of cloud of, I don't know if pessimism might be too strong a word, but that women and men now are understanding the obstacles more than they used to. So there used to be like at least a 10% gap between how women and men thought about this and their understanding of the obstacles. Men now, maybe in light of Me Too, maybe in light of all the public attention and discourse, they're at least more aware of the issues. So hopefully that will be an accelerator, but I agree. It's like you keep seeing this and you keep hearing this and the numbers aren't moving and one CEO resigns, another one is appointed, and it's almost sort of replacement.
Yeah. Well, I love that research. I know the research that you're talking about, and I thought it was great research. I didn't know we had repeated it and that it was pretty much telling us the same thing. And I think you're right. I think part of it is just, you know, kind of a slowness in understanding what issues are holding women back. But I do feel like getting women in top roles will help promote more women to top roles. And I really feel that that is a very positive thing that's going on. I mean, in my own case, I feel incredibly lucky as a woman that I was chosen to lead a very big P&L. And I was chosen among a field of mostly incredibly qualified men. In fact, all incredibly qualified men. And I was the person that was selected. And I feel absolutely confident I was selected on merit, not for any other reason. So that to me is that's a good indicator that we're making some progress in advancing women and sort of building awareness of the issue. Absolutely.
Yep. And the other interesting thing is I think people now are seeing that all of the research is kind of undeniable. Like almost every survey you pull, more women in leadership means the company is more innovative. BCG has research that says more innovation measured by new product sales over the last 3 years is 19% higher. I mean, there's tons of different pieces of research out there that all kind of point to the same thing, less volatility in the share price, higher EBITDA, et cetera, et cetera. So I think
Well, I'd love to see some of that research that BCG's done because I believe it. I really do believe it. And I think now, you know, being in a CEO role in a company that still we've got a lot of work to do in our own company as well to build more parity. I see that women bring a different perspective. We had different life experiences.
Yep.
It's that simple. We've had different life experiences, and so we approach issues with different perspectives. And the dialogue that that creates does create better outcomes for business. I have no doubt about it.
Yep. And just by definition of having more perspectives in a room, I think you're
absolutely
decreasing volatility and increasing new thinking and thoughts and
absolutely
able to bring things forward. So any other thoughts? I mean, we've talked a little bit about our optimism or pessimism and how important this is, but any other thoughts on what could really drive sustainable change or what needs to happen to support the growth of women in the workplace?
So I think there are, I think forums like Women in the World are really important because awareness is a very big piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we do tend to sort of exist in a bubble in the U.S. and not be as aware of how far we have to go in creating real agency and equality for women in other parts of the world. I'm always shocked when I hear statistics about, for example, child marriage and female genital mutilation and the rates of domestic abuse in households, even in the U.S.
Yep.
Those things exist, and they exist at shockingly high rates. And so I think forums like Women in the World are a place to build awareness about the fact that we still have a long way to go on these topics and to get people engaged. I'm always stunned at Women in the World by the amount of passion that everybody who attends has coming out of the conference, how eager they are to get involved. I know Tina's gotten a lot of, you know, requests and feedback about wanting to be involved in NGOs that can help address some of these problems. Yep. So I think that's a really big piece of the puzzle. And I give BCG a lot of credit for the thought leadership that the firm's been doing on what are the root causes of these inequalities and what can we do about them and what can we in business do about them. I think that's a really important piece of the puzzle too. And just getting more women in leadership.
Yep. No, I agree. And then the other thing that strikes me too is some of the thinking that you see at Women in the World, but then more broadly about access to education for women.
Yes.
And girls.
Absolutely.
And how that's impacting people in developing markets, but also broadly in terms of even what you study. And one of the highlights for me is also how they bring up women or very young women entrepreneurs and the different things that they're thinking about. And so many of them are linked to this idea that everyone's talking to right now around STEM education for girls and how important that is. And I like the fact that that's highlighted at Women in the World and is, you know, more highlighted or highlighted more and more now in society and the thinking around gender diversity and how we actually grow that. So,
absolutely. I really believe that, by the way, that I think STEM education is really important to change the equation for women. I have obviously, as a leader in an engineering services company, I spend a lot of time thinking about this.
Yep.
We have more women engineers in India than we do in the U.S.
Wow.
We have way more women engineers. Yeah. Why is that? It's cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Engineering is prestigious. It's something that people are encouraged to pursue in India. And culturally here, there's still a little bit of a what? That's a girl pursuing engineering. And I think those cultural biases actually are unhelpful. And to the extent that we can change those by encouraging STEM education, getting more girls interested in STEM, getting more women in STEM careers, I think it'll make a huge difference.
I completely agree. Big advocate of that, especially for my young daughter
Absolutely.
Who I have in engineering after school.
that's wonderful.
So thank you so much.
She can come work at our company.
Exactly.
Okay.
She's, she's your pipeline, right?
Yeah.
That's great. If not BCG, we'll see.
we'll fight for her.
Exactly, exactly. Not that we're determining my six-year-old's future or anything. so thank you so much for sharing these really fantastic thoughts and for dedicating so much time to BCG, both in attending the event and then coming back to talk to us today and to the full alumni community. We really appreciate that. So we are so lucky to have you as part of the BCG family more broadly and appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you.